This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. The Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out for all the great little things we have over there. All right, joining us for hour number two, the professor of politics out there in California, IA, Kyle Warren. And hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, there's an interesting poll that's out there, and I always like to take a look at polls. This is not a Republican or a left right-leaning poll. This is from Politico. And Politico, if anything, leans to the left, correct?
Right.
Now, they say that their poll of likely voters in 2024 shows the former president, Donald Trump, led Joe Biden in Arizona by 8 percentage points. In Georgia, he leads him by 3. In Michigan, he leads him by 12. In Pennsylvania, he leads him by 6. And in Wisconsin, he leads Biden by 10 points. These are all the states that he lost with the craziness that went on there in 2020.
Well, it is very interesting. You know, here we are a year after that election, basically, a little more than a year, and this has turned around that much. Well, Captain, that adds up to 73 electoral votes, and that means President Trump would win. If the election, let's say if the election were held today and everything else was static, you got these 73 electoral votes, that would be enough. And it is incredibly interesting, Captain, that people have are responding in this way. They've seen exactly what happens under Joe Biden. And we could go on for hours, all the different horrible failures that the Biden administration has brought upon us.
Yeah. Now, over in Texas, the people in Texas have had the luxury and the pleasure of having Louie Gohmert represent them in Congress for a number of years. Of course, Louie Gohmert was a judge over there in Texas before he ran for Congress. And he has made an announcement that he will be running for Texas Attorney General. And he'll be a good one if he gets in, and I hope he does. He'll be a good one there in Texas to continue keeping Texas on the straight and narrow, if you will.
Well, certainly, yes. And, of course, the primary there already has a lot of people running in there, including Republican Ken Paxton as well. So we'll see how this sort of pans out.
Well, they're doing a switch in jobs, I think.
Yeah, it's very possible. And Louie Gohmert will be a real heavy hitter to come into this race.
Yeah, and I have a note that was sent to me here by Jeannie. And Jeannie is over in, where is she? It's not the one in Bradenton. Where the heck? Well, she didn't tell me where she is. But it's not the Jeannie in Bradenton that we know. She says, Captain, did you see that Joe Biden won't apologize to Kyle Rittenhouse? Now, when asked by a reporter yesterday, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said former President Joe Biden would not be apologizing for characterizing Kyle Rittenhouse as a white supremacist, which, again, is a slanderous comment, which I think the young lad should turn around and sue him for.
Well, yeah, I think he has every right to do that because, Captain, you have to have evidence. If you're going to call someone something, if you're going to say this is who this person is, you typically have to have some evidence for that, whether white supremacist or not. You know, whatever you're going to say about somebody, you need to have that evidence. And that evidence, and I'll say again, we've talked about this before as well, If he had been a true white supremacist and there was any evidence for that, that would have been introduced to trial, and that would have been one of the overriding factors we would have heard about. But this is just, again, Biden being Biden.
Yeah, and cue the duck. Little Dr. Fauci made another one of his famous statements yesterday. You ready?
Yep.
I am unsure if a fourth COVID shot, booster shot, will be needed, but it might be.
If the creek don't rise and all the other stuff, I guess. This is a typical Fauci. We'll get down the road and, oh, by the way, we're probably going to have six booster shots now at this point. You know, I wouldn't be surprised. Because what he just said was, maybe we will, maybe we won't. Is that news? I mean, from Dr. Fauci, is that some revelation? I just don't know.
Well, here's some news. The White House and President Joe Biden have accused the gas and oil companies of perhaps some shenanigans or maybe some price fixing or something like that with the oil prices.
That's right. He ordered the investigation to find out about price gouging and this kind of thing. I think, Captain, this just kind of goes along with their whole deal of taking down the pipelines and the oil drilling and so forth, and now try to ride into to town to say, look, we're going to go find out what they're doing to you. But they caused the problem.
Well, it does, because the Federal Trade Commission commissioners have said, hey, where's the proof? Where's the proof? We want to see your proof so we know where to look. Where's the proof? I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnight. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff in Sarasota. And Jeff in Sarasota came up for lunch yesterday at Mission Barbecue. I'll be having breakfast with him on Friday morning down in, St. Petersburg. We're going to meet there on 4th Street at the Village Inn there for breakfast. So if some of you want to join us, that's where we'll be on Friday. Okay. Now, this portion of the program is, again, brought to you by our friends at MyPillow, MyPillow.com. And don't forget, you can go over to the website, MyPillow.com, take a look at all the different items they have that are there on the home page, and you'll see it says the price is so-and-so and such with a promo code. Well, the promo code is always going to be the word Captain. Now, if you click on the Radio Listener Specials page, right there on the home page of the website, it'll take you to another page where they'll have at least 24 or more items that are marked even lower. And you'll be able to find even better discounts over there on that page. Again, promo code will always be the word Captain. And if you don't want to put your information on the internet, which some people don't, you can call them up on the phone at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. So, MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, telephone number 800-641-5459. Go over there. They can get whatever you want for Christmas. They got plenty of stuff, plenty of stock, and they'd be more than happy to take care of you. A great American patriotic company owned by Mike Lindell. MyPillow.com, promo code will always be Captain. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I asked you a question, and I don't know if you've had time to look at it, but Sean Parnell, a combat veteran, was running for Senate in Pennsylvania. Now, he announced because of a custody battle that he's got going on with his ex-wife over his children, that he was going to be stepping out of the race for the U.S. Senate seat in Pennsylvania. So who do you think is going to emerge from a crowd to take his place?
Well, that's a good question. And, of course, yes, Pennsylvania Republican Sean Parnell, he has suspended his campaign after he lost the fight for custody of his children this last Monday to his estranged wife. She had also accused him of some kind of abuse that was part of this whole thing. But he has now suspended the campaign, and that's a good question of who might be in the mix. We do have other Republicans running in that race. This includes Jeff Bartos and Carla Sands, although they have not been polling so well. But former Representative Ryan Costello, who retired out of the House in 2018, is said to be considering entering this race, and we might hear something about that. But those are the, at least right now, those who might be the most likely.
Well, my thought was the former governor, who was the first Department of Homeland Security Secretary, Tom Ridge. We haven't heard much from him in a while. I wonder if he would consider that.
Well, very possible, especially if you want to try to bring in someone with big name, big time name recognition, and a big time resume as well, that has worked in government and so forth for so many years. Especially when something like this happens, a lot of times you want to try to bring in somebody or get the focus onto somebody who's going to do away with all the other unpleasantness.
Now, there's an interesting story that's out there before I go back over to the news. Chris Christie, who may or may not be running for president this coming year, 2024, or this next cycle, rather, made an interesting statement yesterday. He said, in the event that Donald Trump becomes the nominee for the party in 2024, he'll be the first to step in line to support Donald Trump.
Well, that's a very interesting statement. I know that Chris Christie has of late been talking about the idea of President Trump running again, saying he didn't think he would want to run and then not win the presidential election, that would be pretty devastating. Yes, I do think we're still going to have people who are going to go out there and want to run because we're so far away from it right now. I mean, it will be here before you know it. But there is some time to go through, especially the midterm elections. I think any potential candidate is going to reevaluate and make decisions based on how things go in 2022. How, in other words, does it buttress their campaign, their particular brand, and so forth? And they have to make decisions based on that.
Now, the left is trying very hard to normalize this looting that's going on out there in your state and around the country. But yesterday, something even more unimaginable happened when a group of black gunmen held up a restaurant and everybody that was in it having lunch, I guess, and they made off with a bunch of stuff.
Well, yes, this actually happened in Costa Mesa, California, at a place called South Coast Plaza Mall. It's a place that I've been to many, many times. It's along the 405 freeway in Orange County, near John Wayne Airport. It's one of the biggest landmarks I could say to give people an idea. But it's an upscale mall. It's been there for a very long time. A lot of high-rise office buildings are around it and so forth. Yes, this happened at a place called Seasons 52 restaurant. It actually happened at 7:30 p.m. According to police, about 3 to 5 black men with evidently one, at least one handgun was noticed there. They entered the patio of where these patrons were dining. They told everybody to get down on the floor, and they then were able to make off with what we understand with just one purse. I think after being discovered and this kind of thing, it didn't seem to go exactly the way they wanted to, fortunately. But this is the next iteration, Captain, of what we see happening at malls. with the swarming of stores like Nordstrom or other stores, but now a very brazen attack in a place that people would have the normal expectation that this kind of thing just doesn't happen.
Yeah, and by the way, the so-called political correctness experts are saying, don't call it looting for the smash and grabs, it's racist.
Well, you know, really, that's I don't even know where to begin with that, only because it seems like they're looting. Looters are not, there's not a particular race of people that are looters. That is completely ridiculous. It is the action of what people are doing, no matter what their ethnic background or what. That's what it's called. But again, this is part and parcel of trying to control the language that helps to control the ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And what we are seeing, though, Captain, is conspiracy. We're seeing theft. We're seeing violence as a result of this. This is not acceptable in our society.
Now, the Biden administration has asked the U.S. Appeals Court to reinstate the OSHA vaccine rules that they have put on permanent hold.
Well, of course they have. Of course they have. They tried it first the one way, and that was, well, it's been, you know, if there's a stay on it, but, you know, go do it anyway. And this is also part of exactly how the Biden administration approaches the courts when it doesn't go, quote, their way. They buy time. They think that they're gonna sneak it under the wire. They're gonna do all these things, and it sets a very bad precedent. But obviously, if the court reverses it, it reverses it. But it was put in place, I think, for a very good reason, because it's about the overreach of the chief executive. It's not a medical issue that we're talking about on this particular aspect of it. It's not about vaccines or do they work or is it a good idea.
Yeah.
Any of those things.
Yeah.
It's about the overreach of the chief executive.
All right, before we go to break, and caller, hold on the line. You'll be the first one up when we come back. Hold on the line. 15 Republican governors have launched Operation Open Road to fix the supply chain crisis that we've got, including using air, rail, ships, trains, trucks, and warehouses to solve the problem. Imagine that.
Imagine that. Well, I think we file that under the good old American know-how file, don't we, Captain?
Well, that's exactly what I would do. That's exactly the places I would go if I were running the show when it came to this. So, yep, you betcha.
Yep, exactly right. And again, because we're not just going to sit around and wait for Washington because their thing was just run Long Beach and L.A. at 24 hours a day or something, that some genius around the conference table came up with that. They thought, that's going to make the story go away. That's always what the Biden administration is doing. They're just trying to make the story go away.
Yeah. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more. Caller, hang on the line. You'll be the first one up when we come back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And, of course, I am the captain, broadcasting from Tampa, Florida. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another high-profile trial ends. This time it was a civil case. Those involved in the deadly Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, being found liable.
The jury found a conspiracy to commit violence on the streets of Charlottesville as to each and every defendant, and then awarded substantial damages.
That's plaintiff's attorney Karen Dunn on the partial verdict, which includes $1 million judgment against five white nationalist groups. That's after the removal of a Confederate statue in Charlottesville led to the rally in 2017, which led to violence and the death of Heather Heyer, who was run over by a vehicle that slammed into counter-protesters. A sixth person has now died from injuries they suffered in the Wisconsin Christmas parade rampage back on Sunday. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com. And get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com. And get your money this
week. Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brew.
Alrighty, that's my buddy Mark Walters, Armed American Radio. You hear him Sunday nights with a monster cast on many of these same stations, live at 8 p.m. And then, of course, he's got the Daily Defense program that's on weekdays on, again, many of these same stations at 4 p.m. all across the country. And I get to appear on there from time to time, and I feel very privileged when I'm able to do that. Now, this portion of the program, once again, brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. That is a product that I take, and I've been taking it for well over 6 years now, simply because it works for me. It's all natural. I was able to get rid of Mobic and Flexerol, a couple of prescription drugs, starting to give me side effects, and I didn't want to have it anymore. And instead of taking a handful of Aleve, which wasn't good for you, I found something all natural, which is good for you, and I've never looked back, and it solved my problem. Now, the natural ingredients in Relief Factor, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 help to support the body's response to inflammation. Now, it also helps to lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is that you've got by targeting the underlying problem areas from four different metabolic pathways to alleviate pain at the source. It's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. Now it supports healthy joints and muscles. It costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. And all you got to do to get it is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. One more time. Relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95 is what it costs, and all you have to lose is pain. Right, Kyle?
That's exactly right, Captain.
All right, let's go to the telephone, and we've got Mary on the line. Okay, Mary, what's your question?
Good morning. First, I wanted to say I heard in Denver State drops the word sex offender, calling it a negative label when they're prosecuting. So I think they're firing up to get people not to look at the Ghislaine Maxwell case, which is going to start on November 29th. But the reason I called is to talk about universal income. I think I'm feeling a little resentful over the fact that I've worked since I was 15 and a half, all the way through 62 or 63. Mm-hmm. But other people are just kind of sitting around, and it's like I don't know if they realize that they are heading the country right towards socialism and communism. But I just feel a little resentful about that. Do you not think they recognize that? Thank you, Kyle.
All right, go ahead, Kyle.
Well, yeah, thank you so much, Mary. You know, you're exactly right. I think a lot of people feel very resentful about that. But I think what is happening is, you know, a lot of times you have products that are given away for free because they're trying to generate a market for it. Well, in this particular case, it's like they want to get people to see, to feel, with the false illusion, right, that, oh, socialism would be so nice. Everybody would have basic income, and it's just going to be such a better world. We'll just tax the rich people to fund it. And but it is. It's a stepping stone to that larger power of socialism. And once that hits, then that's a real bad deal. But of course, you know, what also happens is I think that it depresses the human spirit. You know, the very fact, and as you mentioned yourself, you've been working your whole life. Well, that's what gets people up in the morning. That's what causes innovation.
Sure. Motivation.
Motivation, that's right. That's what, you know, and it gets people to go and do something, to come up with something new, to build a better mousetrap, all that good stuff. And what socialism does is it just causes you to stay where you are. It's not going to get different. You're just going to, you know, because now you're just a minion. You're no longer an individual who can shine. But now you're just another in the crowd, and that's a horrible thing. It depresses the human spirit.
Okay, I got a couple of things here from California, but first I'm going to mention the teleprompter gaffe yesterday from Joe Biden. Did you see what happened when he started to read the problem message that was there on the teleprompter, because the teleprompter went down and it issued a one of those little, you know, notices as to you're having a problem with whatever for whatever reason? He started to read that.
Well, yeah, then he did something where he said end of quote or something like that.
Yeah.
And you know, this is very telling, Captain. Joe Biden is used to looking at that teleprompter, that huge whatever teleprompter it is in the special studio they have across the street in the OEOB. And, you know, these kinds of things are bound to happen. And when they do, they try to gloss them over. But it's really something.
Mm. All right. Well, we mentioned this. We touched on it, but we didn't really explain it. Now I'm going to. An indoor mask mandate has been reinstated in Santa Cruz County, California. Where is that?
Santa Cruz, it's up the coast, I believe, from here, up in Santa Cruz.
Is it towards San Francisco?
I think it's more up towards the Northern California, exactly.
All right, and this was done after a surge of winter coronavirus cases, which has led to increased hospitalizations. Now, the county health department is, and here, I love this part, the county health department is requiring that people wear face coverings in indoor settings, including in your private homes. How are they going to enforce that?
Who knows? Lord only knows how they would enforce it. It's, supposedly somebody would snitch on them, I guess,
That's what I think.
Do that. And then, again, more of the division. I saw you in your house and you didn't have your mask on. I'm going to call the party official.
I'm going to call the face mask police.
Well, that's right. Now, I understand. I think it has to do with if unvaccinated people were to enter your home, you'd have to wear a mask. But, again, how would you even go about beginning to enforce that? And when we take a look, Captain, at what's happening in Florida and other places, but especially Florida, it looks like you're having a much better time of the whole thing than, say, Santa Cruz, California.
Yeah. Now, the Los Angeles Police Department, apparently their officers used fake online personas to monitor social media users, including some criminal suspects, and at one point considered employing tools that critics say would have led to law enforcement officials profiling some innocent people along the way, according to recently revealed government documents. That doesn't sound very good.
No, it doesn't, because typically you have to have some kind of probable cause.
Search
to,
warrant.
To look into somebody.
You got to have a search warrant.
That's right. That's exactly right. So if you're specifically targeting criminals, then this is how this works with the old-fashioned term wiretapping and things like that. You have to come up with something where a judge signs off and says, okay, you can listen into this person's conversations based on the evidence you've already presented, and then we go from there to see if there's something else that is a criminal, that kind of thing. But that's right. I think people have a healthy concern about that.
Now, one of the founding fathers, Thomas Jefferson, his statue was removed from the New York City Hall yesterday because being the former U.S. president and author of the Declaration of Independence, he owned slaves. So they said, the woke culture said, we don't want that in here anymore.
Well, you know, Captain, it wasn't that much longer ago that the notion of removing Thomas Jefferson would have just been unthinkable. And of course, I think didn't President Trump said, "Look, they're going to start coming for these statues. You watch. This is what's going to happen."
Yeah.
Sure enough, it is. And so it's all about, it's not about glorifying or justifying slavery. I think that's important to point out. But it is about erasing American history so that something else can be taught to young people, for example, some kind of a new sort of utopian ideal, and so forth. But if we lose history, we're going to lose everything. History has some very bad parts of it, some parts that cannot be justified, some things that happen that you don't simply build up, but you have to know the whole, otherwise you're doomed to repeat it. And I think that's just a quick paraphrase I'm trying to think of his name, from Britain. But that is exactly what will happen.
Now, the Kansas governor yesterday didn't outlaw all COVID-19 vaccine requirements, but she did sign a bill that makes businesses allow broader exemptions to COVID-19 vaccine requirements so that you don't just have to take it because they tell you have to take it. There are exemptions to the rule, and that's better than nothing, I suppose.
Well, exactly. Now, in our society, we're going to have, we can have religious exemptions, but we're also, I think, you might have some medical exemptions as well, and it's reasonable to explore those.
Yeah. By the way, don't forget, folks, that Thanksgiving is a holiday about genocidal white people, so says MSNBC. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. You can't make this stuff up. I'll be right back to Trucker's Highway and Byway Report, coming right up.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
We'll be right back.
the myth, the legend, Delbert McClinton, standing on shaky ground. I'll tell you what, I saw him a couple times in concert, and I was just sold on what he did.
I can imagine, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, now you want to say hello to somebody.
That's right, Captain. We want to welcome some new listeners in Texas this morning, and those are listeners going to be in Midland, Odessa, and Lubbock, Texas.
You betcha.
And so with some brand new stations there, we got two AM stations and one new FM station, and we want to say hello to everybody.
Yep, and right there in the middle of cattle country and oil country.
That's exactly right, yep.
So we got both ends covered, so to speak. All right, well, I'm going to let you take it away out west with the weather you got out there, because we've got a lot to talk about over on my side. Go ahead.
That's exactly right, Captain. Well, tonight, folks, we're tracking some rain in the southwest of the United States tonight. This is going to be in South Arizona near Tucson, and you're going to have some rain right there in the middle of Tucson, it looks like. That's going to stretch on over through the country into New Mexico, but also north of Tucson in Arizona. We've got the rain coming across I-40. This is going to be west of Flagstaff as you head towards Gallup. And then as you make your way into Albuquerque, we've got some rain there. Also up through Santa Fe, New Mexico as well. Also, freeze warning tonight around Kingman, Arizona, so be advised of that. In Southern California, we've got a red flag warning. We're going to have some severe Santa Ana winds for Thanksgiving Day, starting later today on Wednesday and through Thanksgiving Day, it looks like. But as we move up the coast, we've got a frost advisory in parts of Central California. This is actually more towards the coast, up in the Bay Area, and also up near Eureka. We've got a freeze warning going on there. Now, over in Montana, we've got a winter weather advisory in Missoula, also around Great Falls as well, and high wind warning rounding things out tonight near Elk Mountain along I-80 in Wyoming.
Now, I've got a developing storm system that's going to make things interesting in the Midwest and down as far as I-30 and I-20 in Texas in the northeast corner. We're going to have to watch and see what happens, but this could be a major problem for travelers trying to move from point A to point B. And I will tell you, in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan tonight, we do have some weather developing up there as well. Could be tied into the system I'm telling you about. Lake Michigan, once again, is going to become part of this because of, depending strictly on the winds, the way the winds are blowing, we could see a lot of snow coming into the Upper Midwest off those lakes again. Now, I will tell you that we have a gale warning again tonight from the Nova Scotia border all the way down to Cape Cod, and it's very windy, and Lynn is probably getting bounced around up there a little bit tonight in Cape Cod. Also, when you come down into the south, okay, it is cold. It's cold in the north, but it's cold in the south. And when you get the two combined, weather gets miserable. All the way across I-20, from the eastern part of Louisiana all the way over into South Carolina, you have got temperatures at or below freezing. That's all the way across. That doesn't happen that much, but it's happening right now. So you've got a hard freeze warning all across those areas, to include Atlanta, Georgia, where temperatures could drop tonight. But they certainly are dropping, of all places, up there, north of me, but in our affiliate, our favorite little place there, Scott James, Valdosta, Georgia, where you guys there are going to need to not only your winter coats and gloves and all that, but a few extra logs on the fire, if you will, tonight, because it's downright chilly. The northern part of Florida tonight, we have frost warnings, we have freeze warnings across I-10 all the way from the Alabama line, Mobile, all the way over to Jacksonville. Those cold temperatures come all the way down here to just north of me in the Tampa Bay area. I've got 47 right now where I'm at right here, Kyle, but it is definitely colder than that to the north, and we've got temperatures in the 30s right now up in the panhandle all the way across I-10. Some areas are a little cooler than that. As you get up into Georgia, you get up into Alabama, Montgomery, Alabama, very cold tonight, all the way across up there, I-65 north, south, 20 east, west, 59 north-south as well, going through Birmingham. Just not nice. And all the way up I-95, let's see, up the coast, all the way into North Carolina, right to the Virginia line tonight coming out of Florida.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, Birmingham checking in at 35 degrees right now.
Yeah, and that's going to go down to about freezing by morning, it looks like.
Yep.
All right. Now, Kyle, the Trucker Sidewind Bible Report, always brought to you by Pilot and Flying J. Give us a quick update on that.
Well, folks, don't forget, when you're out on the highways and byways, check out the Pilot and Flying J, and you can find them at pilotflyingj.com. Use their locations function on there, right there on their website. You can plan your trip accordingly. And, you know, Captain, they've opened up a brand new store, and this is in Fawcett, Missouri, I-29. And, folks, they've got 24 fueling lanes at that new Pilot right there in Fawcett.
Okie dokie. Tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tonight.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. We appreciate him. Now we're going to go right to the telephone line, and we're going to go to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Okay there, Sharpie. 50 million barrels of oil being released into the scheme of things is going to solve all our problems.
Well, first of all, we don't get the oil.
No, that's right.
It's not even coming to the United States.
It's going to China and India.
And based on consumption, it's about 2 days' worth.
Yep. Yep. Isn't that great? Nobody's talking about this but us.
So the question is, are they paying us for it? Are they paying us a premium for it?
Well, being how Donald Trump filled the reserves when the price of oil was cheap, I would say no. I would say they're paying the lower price that Donald Trump bought it for just because
we don't know that. Though.
Yeah.
So,
no, but that's what I would think, because Biden's going to stick it to Trump every chance he gets.
But we're just being so scammed here. I mean, it's...
Yeah, well, we're going to release 50 million barrels of oil, but we're not going to get it.
Nope, not getting it.
Jeez.
Not us.
And again, nobody is telling you this.
That's right.
Except for us.
That's right.
Yep, because we're going to tell it the way it is, and I don't care if people don't like it or not, or if they're going, well, where's your source, where's your source? Read the damn article. Read the story. Read the press release.
We're just in a bad way, aren't we?
Yeah.
This is supposed to be America first.
Yeah. Not with Biden. Biden is China first, because he's bought and paid for by China, and we all know it. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back. I couldn't make this up if I tried. China and India is getting the oil. Yep, and we're getting the shaft. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All about it.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.